I like Mom Donnie. I'm looking forward to interviewing him. He's promised to be on this show. But I'm very, very concerned about some of the things that he said. I'm very concerned about what he once said about defunding the police. I'm calling 911. I'm being real with you. I'm calling 911. That's what I'm doing. I don't want to see less police officers. I want to see more police officers. I heard him talk about mental health experts in the subway system. I don't care about that. I want cops in the subways in New York City, where I was born and raised. Born in the Bronx, raised in Queens. That's what I want. I don't want to hear about no damn mental health experts in subways. Nah, I'm not trying to hear that, okay? 2% tax on the rich. Okay, fine. 11.5% capital gains tax on its face. Okay, fine. Free buses? Free grocery stores in each borough? Really? Really think that's going to work? Ladies and gentlemen, we're at a crossroads in this nation. And there's no way to slice it. And the level of vitriol that you see amongst the American citizen is because, God forbid, that you have a difference of opinion. It's not enough to agree. You know, people have to be disagreeable. And you have to be selfish if you're a person that's rich, that's making money, and you don't want to pay your fair share of taxes. Well, when you think about the billionaires in the state, in the city of New York, they make up about 48% in terms of the amount of taxes that they dole out compared to the average American, compared to the rest of New Yorkers. And if you're talking about raising their taxes while doing these other things, you're making New Yorkers, you're making New York unattractive, not just for residents, but for businesses. And if you make it unattractive for businesses and you don't, and you compromise the ability to be the capitalist that these people are, then they take their businesses elsewhere. So the money that they paid on their homes or in rent, they move out of the city or the state. Businesses follow. And ultimately the tax burden falls on to New Yorkers out there, which means that rent freezes, which is also something that Mamdani pushed. Is that really going to be plausible? Are you really going to be able to freeze rent? Or are you going to end up hiking it because you don't have enough people here to pay it? Tax revenue, where are you getting that from? See, these are all the kind of things that we have to connect the dots and ask ourselves. 1 + 1, does it equal 2? Is it really plausible that these things are going to happen?